All right, 12:16 right now on KGO, the KGO Noon News for this Thursday. John Bristow here, Chris Brecher right there.
So how's your emotional health these days?
That's all right.
Okay. A survey of the emotional health of incoming college freshmen is taken every year, and this year's survey found it to be at the lowest level in 25 years. Mm. Joining us on the KGO Live Line is Linda DeAngelo. She's Assistant Director for Research at the Higher Education Research Institute at UCLA. They're the ones that did this survey. Welcome to KGO, Linda.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, how bad is the situation for college freshmen?
Well, you know, I think that we're seeing the third group of freshmen this year come to college after this recession, and they have all the pressures that students have had in past years, plus, the economic situation has just really added on to that, and that is taking its toll on them.
Is there any difference between the boys and girls, or, pardon me, the young men and women?
Yes, as a matter of fact, not surprising for those who work in college counseling, women tend to feel more overwhelmed and have more emotional health-related concerns than men, though both saw a dip from last year to this year, so that both men and women seem to feel a little bit more taxed and stressed and anxious this year.
Exactly. How does the economic situation create stress for a college freshman? They're not at graduation yet. They're not looking for full-time work, are they?
Well, you know, they're not necessarily looking for full-time work. As a matter of fact, we probably hope they don't work full-time and concentrate on their studies. But the fact of the matter is that probably a lot of them may know other students who graduated last year or the year before who haven't found jobs. And so they wonder what the future holds for them. They also, you know, the fact of the matter is they're taking out more loans as they begin college. Their parents are able to contribute less. And so they have more concerns even about their own ability to finance their college education. So the fact of will I get a job and will I get a good job and how will I actually pay for college takes its toll.
So what can parents and students do to help with that emotional situation?
Well, I think one thing that certainly students can do is they can make sure they get involved in activities that will help relieve stress. Men are actually better at this, things like exercise and recreation and things like that. Women tend to do things like, you know I do, when I'm stressed, I actually go volunteer my time or something like that, which is fantastic, but it doesn't necessarily lead to reduced stress. So that's one thing. Another thing that students can do is really just, you know, concentrate on their college experience and doing well in school and finding what they're passionate about and not be so focused and worrying about is this going to lead to something, but to really get engrossed in making the most of their learning experience.
I was surprised to find that a woman's emotional well-being is much more closely tied to how she's treated by her professors.
Yes, I know Linda Sachs, one of the professors here at UCLA in the education department, has done a lot of studies about women and men differences, and that is something that she found, is that women seem to be there, how they feel about themselves. Professors have more of an impact than it does for men. Certainly, I think it probably has an impact for both. Maybe women think about it more in terms of their own attitude about themselves.
Linda, interesting research. Thanks for sharing it with us, and just take a deep breath. Just breathe, okay? Thanks for coming on.
All right. Take care.
You too. That's Linda DeAngelo with the, let me get it right here, with the Higher Education Research Institute at UCLA.
Yeah, take a run around the block, John.